Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, March 6, 2025.
Germany's major infrastructure fund proposal. On March 5, 2025, political parties in Berlin, Germany, announced a groundbreaking agreement to create a massive infrastructure fund worth 500 billion euros, or about $535 billion. This initiative aims to reform borrowing rules and could significantly boost Europe's largest economy. The Conservative Party, led by Friedrich Merz, is teaming up with the Social Democrats, SPD, after the recent national election in February 2025. Merz highlighted the urgent need for Germany to strengthen its defense capabilities amid rising geopolitical tensions, especially with Donald Trump back in the White House. The proposed changes would allow defense spending over 1% of Germany's economic output to bypass current borrowing limits, known as the debt brake. Recent polls indicate that 49% of Germans support easing these restrictions. Currently, Germany's debt-to-GDP ratio is around 64%, much lower than that of other major industrialized nations. The announcement has already influenced financial markets, with the euro hitting its highest value in nearly 4 months and construction companies like Heidelberg Materials seeing significant stock gains. However, passing these reforms will require a two-thirds majority in the Bundestag, which could be challenging due to the presence of far-right and far-left parties. The Greens Party has shown interest in the proposals but has not yet made any firm commitments.
Asylum offers for Uyghurs in Thailand. Canada and the United States have stepped forward to offer asylum to 48 Uyghurs detained in Thailand who have faced serious hardships over the years. However, Thailand has been reluctant to accept these offers, fearing backlash from China, where the Uyghurs were secretly deported last week. Thailand justified its actions, claiming compliance with national laws and international human rights obligations. Human rights groups accused China of widespread abuses against the Uyghurs, a mainly Muslim ethnic minority of about 10 million living in Xinjiang. Despite confirmations from the U.S. State Department and reports of assistance from Australia, Thailand's Deputy Prime Minister Phuntham Wechichai stated that no concrete offers were made to resettle the Uyghurs. This deportation has sparked significant criticism from various human rights organizations, with United Nations experts warning of potential torture and mistreatment if the Uyghurs are returned to China. Thailand's close ties with China influenced its decision, as it sought assurances regarding the well-being of the Uyghurs after their return.
South Sudan's political tensions escalate. On March 5, 2025, South Sudanese forces detained Petroleum Minister Phut Kaung Kol and several senior military officials linked to First Vice President Riek Machar. This alarming development raises questions about the stability of the peace agreement that ended a five-year civil war in 2018. Although the country has been officially at peace, tensions between President Salva Kiir and Riek Machar are boiling over, with violence among rival communities frequently erupting. Machar's spokesperson, Pshuk Both Baluang, stated that the arrests were made without any public explanation. Troops have also been deployed around Machar's residence, signaling increased security. The situation is critical, as South Sudan relies heavily on oil production for its economy. Political instability could endanger this vital sector, affecting both local and international interests. Understanding the historical context of the civil war is essential to grasp the implications of these recent events.
ASML's annual report highlights challenges and opportunities. ASML Holding N.V., a key player in the computer chip industry based in Amsterdam, has released its annual report. It reveals that U.S. export controls on technology sales to China are causing significant concerns, leading to a decline in customer demand. In 2024, China accounted for 36% of ASML's sales, but this is expected to drop to around 20% in 2025. The company forecasts sales between 30 and 35 billion euros, driven by the rising need for advanced chip-making technology. ASML's major customers include Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company, Samsung, and Intel. However, increasing restrictions on Chinese entities complicate ASML's operations. To address these challenges, ASML has appointed former Dutch Social Affairs Minister Karian van Gennep to its board and engaged other political figures as advisors. These global tensions highlight the complex connections within the semiconductor market, emphasizing the need for ASML and its partners to adapt and thrive.
Impact of disbanding economic committees. The Trump administration has dissolved two key expert committees that were vital for producing economic data. This decision, announced by Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, took effect on February 28, 2025. The committees affected are the Federal Economic Statistics Advisory Committee, or FESAC, and the Bureau of Economic Analysis Advisory Committee. Experts are concerned that this move could jeopardize the quality of economic statistics, which are crucial for understanding inflation, employment, and GDP figures. Former FESAC member Erica Groshen warned that ending these committees might limit federal agencies' ability to enhance data quality. Economists, including Brian Bethune from Boston College, criticized the decision, stating that removing expert input could lead to significant errors in economic data collection. This disbanding follows Secretary Lutnick's controversial plan to exclude government spending from GDP calculations, a move many find impractical. The consequences of these changes could affect not just government agencies, but also businesses and everyday people who rely on accurate economic indicators for their decisions.
NATO's drone warfare challenges. Colonel Vadim Sukharevsky, head of Ukraine's unmanned systems forces, has raised urgent concerns about NATO's readiness for modern drone warfare. This warning comes 3 years after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, a conflict that has transformed military technology. Ukraine has produced an impressive 2.2 million small first-person view drones and 100,000 larger, long-range drones in 2024, showcasing the strategic role of drones in this ongoing battle. Colonel Sukharevsky pointed out that drones are often much cheaper than traditional weapons, with basic decoy drones costing just a few thousand dollars, while advanced Shahed strike drones can reach tens of thousands. This cost advantage presents challenges for countries relying on expensive air defense missiles. As NATO members increase defense spending in anticipation of a prolonged conflict, adapting to this new landscape of warfare is crucial. Currently, more than half of military targets are hit by drones, highlighting their vital role in modern combat. The implications for international security and defense strategies are significant as the conflict continues.
ECB plans interest rate cut amid economic uncertainty. The European Central Bank, or ECB, is preparing to lower interest rates again on March 5, 2025, as it navigates a challenging economic landscape. With ongoing trade wars and rising defense spending creating uncertainty in the Eurozone, the ECB aims to cut the deposit rate by 25 basis points to 2.5%. This move is intended to boost economic growth after several cuts in recent months. The Eurozone, which includes 19 of the 27 European Union member states, is experiencing a slowdown, with inflation rates fluctuating around the ECB's target of 2%. Analysts from Bank of America caution that this rate cut may be the last straightforward decision for the ECB, as policymakers are increasingly divided on the need for further support. As a trade war with the United States looms, concerns about reduced demand and investment are rising. Christine Lagarde, the president of the ECB, will announce the decision at 1:15 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, followed by a press conference at 1:45 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Investors are closely watching these developments, anticipating two more rate cuts later this year. What does this mean for your wallet? Stay tuned as the situation unfolds.
Global investment trends amid trade tensions. A major shift in global investment is happening as investors are moving away from U.S. markets due to rising trade tensions. This change is fueled by a historic trade war and a proposed 1.2 trillion euro financial aid package in Europe, along with China's emergence as a technology leader. The Chinese government is taking steps to boost its economy in response to these conflicts. Meanwhile, Germany's new government plans the largest fiscal policy overhaul since reunification. Economic data from the U.S. shows a weakening economy, with the trade war affecting sentiment both at home and abroad. The S&P 500 has dropped by 1.8% this year, while European stocks have surged nearly 9%. Investor trust in the dollar has declined, with positive investments halved to around $16 billion since Donald Trump's inauguration. Despite these challenges, some analysts believe the U.S. economy's strength and higher interest rates may still make the dollar attractive over time. As the global economic landscape evolves, investors are reevaluating their strategies in light of these changes.
Michael Grimes to lead new U.S. investment fund. Michael Grimes, a prominent investment banker, is set to lead a new government-owned investment fund in the U.S. recently announced by former President Donald Trump. This fund aims to manage investments from tariffs on foreign imports, with revenue collected by a proposed agency called the External Revenue Service. It's a significant move to enhance U.S. economic policy and investment strategies. Grimes, who has a strong background from Morgan Stanley, has led major public offerings for companies like Meta, Uber, and Airbnb. The fund is expected to generate about $88.07 billion in tariff revenue for the fiscal year ending September 30, 2025. However, it will need Congress's approval and may face scrutiny over its management. With the U.S. facing a budget shortfall, the feasibility of this fund is under debate, but plans for its establishment are set to unfold within the next year. What impact could this have on American jobs and the economy?
U.S. judge blocks NIH funding cuts. A U.S. district judge, Angel Kelly, in Boston, has halted the Trump administration's major cuts to funding for the National Institutes of Health, or NIH. This decision comes as universities in Democratic-led states raised concerns that these cuts would lead to layoffs and jeopardize crucial scientific research. The proposed reductions aim to lower funding for research expenses, potentially saving the government around $4 billion each year. However, the NIH reported spending over $35 billion last year on grants for more than 2,500 institutions. Judge Kelly highlighted that this sudden policy change could threaten life-saving breakthroughs and innovative medical research. She temporarily blocked the cuts, pending further court discussions. Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Joy Campbell, who played a key role in the legal challenge, called this ruling a significant win for research institutions across the country. The Trump administration is expected to appeal, claiming it acted within its legal rights. This legal battle underscores the ongoing tension between federal budget priorities and the need for sustained investment in public health and scientific advancement.
Political turmoil in Portugal. Portugal's Prime Minister, Luís Montenegro, is facing a political storm as he proposes a confidence vote for his minority government, which has been in power for just 1 year. This move comes amid serious allegations involving a consultancy firm linked to his family, raising questions about potential conflicts of interest. Opposition parties, including the Socialist Party and the far-right Chega Party, are determined to bring him down, claiming these contracts have unfairly benefited him. Montenegro insists that the country needs clarity and that an early election might be necessary to restore public trust. His motion requires cabinet approval and is unlikely to be voted on before next Wednesday. If it fails, the government will take on temporary leadership until President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa decides whether to dissolve parliament and call for new elections. Analysts suggest that elections could be set for May 11th or May 18th. With only 1 out of 11 confidence motions rejected since democracy was restored in 1974, the stakes are high for Montenegro and the future of Portugal.
Breakthrough in immune defense research. Researchers at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Jerusalem, Israel, have made an exciting discovery about the proteasome, a key player in breaking down and recycling proteins. This study reveals that the proteasome is essential for our immune system, especially in fighting off bacterial infections. Published in the journal Nature, the research shows that the proteasome releases antimicrobial peptides, substances that attack harmful germs. Experiments found that human cells with active proteasomes effectively controlled bacterial growth, while blocking their activity allowed infections to spread. In tests with infected mice, These peptides significantly reduced bacterial numbers and improved survival rates, showing effectiveness similar to strong antibiotics. The researchers identified over 270,000 potential antibacterial peptides found in most human proteins, paving the way for new treatments. This discovery is crucial as antibiotic resistance continues to challenge public health, potentially leading to better options for patients. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.